Welcome to Pauly Shore's Random Rants, coming by Rancho of downtown Las Vegas. Let's give a warm welcome to Pauly Shore.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
There he is, guys. Oh, Pauly Shore.
Oh, my God. You guys are being so nice to me. You guys must want the job. You want the sidekick gig or what?
Yeah. Every villain needs a super evil sidekick.
What about you guys? You guys want the gig? So tell me, this is kind of like American Idol Random Rants, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second episode from my Random Rants, and we're in beautiful downtown Las Vegas. At Casa de Rancho, we're all just fucking, as most of America and the world is depressed and sad and fucking grieving. What are we doing? We're what? We're celebrating life!
Yes!
Everybody wave your cowbell. Do you have fucking cowbells? No fucking cowbells. All right, cut the music. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Pauly Shore's Random Rants video, audio, fucking da-da-da-da podcast. This is where I randomly rant on just whatever the fuck's on my mind. It's like a surfer dropping in a wave. It's like someone bungee jumping and just saying, fuck it! Not knowing what the fuck's gonna come out of my mouth. All of a sudden, we're definitely losing subscribers. That's where you need a rim shot. Do you have a rim shot ready? Just say yes or no. Don't try to fucking find it. You'll fuck up my rhythm. Okay, that's okay. It means you didn't fucking
and you missed.
Work
you missed the
shit.
Shot.
We didn't really
rebound, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Shit, we're gonna get into that shit in a second. Anyways, beautiful Justin, can you please tell everybody where they can hear and see and all check out this podcast?
You can find it on all major platforms such as Spotify, Apple, iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher and of course on YouTube.
Awesome, and All Things Comedy Network, Bill Burr's Comedy Network. So it's out there. I'm loving Las Vegas. Thank you guys for having me. This is the American Idol of Random Rants. I'm not bringing any celebrities here yet until I get my what?
Team.
My crusty what? My crusty crew. Dude, why the fuck these people, dude? If Bill was here, he would have fucking been right on it. You guys aren't listening and shit. So tell me about yourself right here, Jessica. I mean, not Jessica.
Oh,
DJ,
who's not
you're over
listening?
There. I'm not listening.
And I feel like I should be on here because I'm cool, right?
What? So it's cool. So you want to do this for real?
Of course I want to do this. Yes, I definitely want to do this.
Cool.
Vote for me.
DJ Q, tell me what time it is and why you want this position.
Well, because this is my hometown. I'm Las Vegas' premier DJ. I've been DJing for 15 years in this town, rocking parties all over the world. So why not be here with the funniest people in the world, killing it?
So this is something you would do?
I would do this
because
all day, all night.
You have a family, because I remember
I do have a family.
You had a baby crying in the background.
I have a family, and they're all about it.
You have kids, too?
Kids make it better.
No,
y'all talk
no,
about
I'm just saying, because if you can't get a babysitter, then you have to bring your kid here.
Hey, that'd be more fun.
Okay?
That'd be kind of cool. She would love it.
You're awesome. Good. And Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Figuring it out?
Yeah.
That's Brad. This is the second week. Give it up for Brad. He's trying to figure it out. It's hard to replace my crew in Las Vegas. And then we have Justin.
Yep,
tell us
Justin
about why you want to be my sidekick on Random Rants Vegas.
Why I want to be the sidekick? I'm 4 years into comedy, and I need mentors. Mm. And who better to go for than Pauly Shore? There is nobody that's been doing comedy the experience that Pauly Shore has. I mean, just to be in the same airspace as him would improve my
Jesus
game 110%.
Christ, I think he just sucked my dick too hard.
Not kissing ass, I'm just telling it the way it is.
Okay, you got the fucking job. Get on your knees. Listen. And then we got Jessica Evil Eye, for real. Because I talked to your, am I allowed to say I talked to your manager in Brooklyn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she, yeah.
You talked to my people.
Kelly? What's her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, apologize. So we kind of went around her back a little bit.
Yeah, because you know, I want to be the sidekick, you know, and I think that I'm good at this job. You guys, we all know Paulie needs a little bit of kept in line. So I feel like I'm the perfect one for the job. So my name is Jessica Evil Eye.
Yeah, and she's a UFC fighter. She's been fighting in the UFC for about 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. I've been 10 years as a professional. 13 years competing.
Holy shit.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
This is turning into a real Andy Kaufman. I don't know if you guys saw Man on the Moon where Andy gets beat up by a wrestler. Pauly Shore's going to get his ass kicked by a UFC female instructor. That being said, I think it's time to get to know Jessica Evil Eye. This isn't rant one. Yeah, wait, you know what? It is rant one. Let's play rant one. Here we go. Play the music.
Let's go. Rant one, baby.
Here you go. Oh, my God.
Does it make you scared when the hands are up?
This is it. Dance straight to them. Come here, you want the gig. There you go.
Can you do it?
This is round one, dude.
Number one.
Keep going straight
First
away.
First is the best.
Okay, cut the music. I have to be honest. The main reason why I wanted to have a female UFC fighter, oh shit.
Just making sure we stay in line and on track.
On my program here is because, like most men out there, when they watch UFC, you guys, quiet. I'm talking to the girl. You got to pay attention. We'll get to your part in a second. But most men that watch UFC fighters, watch UFC female fighters, when they watch, what do they think, Justin? Straight to the camera. Grab the fucking mic. Grab the mic.
They think a lot of dirty stuff.
What?
They probably think a lot of dirty stuff. I'd say half the men and the other half are gay.
But what do they think for real when they're watching two girls fight?
It depends if they're.
Don't try to be politically correct. This is not a politically correct show.
If they're a true fight fan, they're looking at the fight. If they're just a casual fight fan, they're hoping a titty pops out or something.
Whoa. Okay.
It is what it is, man. You know,
it has
fucking
happened.
Men are pigs.
It has. They fixed the sports bra so it doesn't happen. But as we can see, I'm not very well endowed, so that's not a problem for me.
So DJQ, what do you think when you watch female UFC fighters? Because she's legit, dude. Like, have you seen her stuff? She's like,
what? Yeah, I'm all about the fight. I'm all about the fights and the takedowns and the mixed martial arts all together. That's why I watch it.
I'm sorry.
You asked the truth, and
no,
I told you the truth.
I want to know. You're a man.
I'm a man.
Sitting at home.
When I see two,
you gonna watch the girls fight?
I do watch the girls fight.
Okay, great.
When I see you guys pound each other in the ring, I'm like, holy shit. I commend you. Seriously, I come straight up. I'm like, she would mess me up in the street. And I really like it, yeah.
Yeah, because I always watch the fights. Thank you, bro. Thank you. I always watch the fights, and I always think like, it would be really funny to me if a UFC female fighter actually fought just a normal guy in the ring. Has that ever happened?
That's normal. But that's training. That's what I get. So like a new guy comes in, he pays his gym due, right? So that's my training part for the week.
So if they want to see if this guy, fighter?
No, I spar with more guys that are normal just guys normal who guy. Are just, you know, trying to be in shape. And I guess if they can make it past a girl, then they can at least pursue their curse.
Here's what I think would be really funny. I think it would be funny if we found out a man cheated on her husband. A man cheated on her wife, on his wife, and it's known, he's accepted it, and we realize the only way she's gonna take him back if he gets his ass kicked by a female UFC fighter.
Call me, ladies, I'll do it for
tell
you.
Us,
I'll beat
tell
up
us
your
about
boyfriend.
That for a second. Straight away.
I think it would be fun. I mean, I think it would be if that's what she wanted, but I mean, I think
But if you found out a guy was cheating on the girl and you
there's
would,
a I reason mean, I'm single because I probably would beat his ass. So I mean, if they didn't come correct and I found something out, unfortunately, right. I will strangle you.
So one of the things I noticed about you is you're very pretty.
Yeah.
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very
I think
pretty.
That's what helped me create a lane. You know, no one wanted to see a fighter. No one wanted to see girls. So I was like, well, what if I'm really pretty and I make it look fun?
Yeah. Cause she is. She's. Don't you think she's really pretty, you guys?
Gorgeous,
yeah. Because sometimes you see female UFC fighters. Not that they're not physically or mentally, they're not like pretty, but they don't really. They have like kind of male.
Yeah,
you know what
features.
I mean?
I get it.
Yeah.
And they think we're all gay. And I mean, I'm not gay. Not that it would be a problem if it was, but you know, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me.
So
strictly
you're,
dickly.
So.
You know, like, yeah, sometimes I like to wear, you know, dresses. Sometimes I like to wear hats.
Really?
It's a little different, yeah.
And sometimes you like to wear like men's clothes and have guys dress up like girls?
I mean, maybe.
Right, that's yeah. good. That's exciting.
You want to try it sometime?
Maybe, yeah, that's fun. So when you got the call from me to audition to be possibly the sidekick, what was that, you know?
It was really random, cool. Right? Yeah, yeah, it was random. Like, obviously, I just lost my last fight, you know? It was a 5-round, you know, decision between me and another girl. So it was like, you know, there's all these other things in life, and I just wanted something that would be fun. Mm. So another fellow female fighter, two of them, which you must have the in on the female fighters, because two of them contacted me for Pauly. And so I decided that, you know, they go, hey, Pauly Shore's trying to get in touch with you. And I'm like, wait, the Pauly Shore? Like, we's in the juice, Pauly Shore?
Yeah, no,
like,
that's
really?
Not how we say it.
I know, you gotta show me.
We's in the juice. Ooh.
Oh, okay. We got it. Okay, all right, so I couldn't believe that it really was, you know, it was you. And mm-hmm. I just like, really the first moment we talked on the phone, I think that you felt like it was good energy. And I was like, oh, we could probably have some fun with this.
Yeah.
And the fans could love it. So I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna come. My management told me to wait, like you're busy. And I said, you know what? I wanna come try it out. We gotta come up with a cool handshake. No punches, like just handshake shit.
Keep it wide.
What if I kick my flip-flop out after you?
Keep it wide.
The UFC, Dana's gonna get mad at you. See, that's who's gonna call because you can't hit me.
I'm not hitting, I'm sparring with you. Dana's my friend. Holy shit. Okay, so from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes. Oh, by way of Las Vegas, a year now too, so just like you, I'm a newbie.
Wow. Cleveland, Ohio. I like Cleveland. You know how
Cleveland rocks.
The what?
Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland rocks. But you know how Asians say Cleveland? They go, Cleveland! Cleveland! That's from Bobby Lee. So you have a brother. You ran him over with a... Tell us about that.
So, yeah, I was a tomboy. That's how fighting kind of happened. My dad was so scared that, like, as a girl, I was pretty, and my dad wasn't the nicest man of men. He was a womanizer, and he ended up having a daughter, and one that was a looker. So he always wanted me to, like, pay attention to, like, how to protect myself. So being the middle child of two brothers, like, I got slapped in the face one time, and he was on the front of the wheeler. So I slammed on the brake so that he fell off and hit the gas, and... Wow. Right over top of my head. I was like mind blown that it happened. I like looked down and he was like, get the four-wheeler off me now. Wow. And yeah, I definitely took my fair share of ass beatings as a kid.
And then your bro, he's a cool guy?
Yeah, well, so I have a younger and older. My younger brother fights and he moved here with me and he's literally like my best friend. There's an 8-year difference between us and I love it. Like I'm super, we haven't always had a great family dynamic, so that's kind of how fighting happened for us. Like, we were just mean to each other, so it's like, it's nice to have him here with me. He's my last family member. Cool. My dad's dead now, so it's like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's what made it easy to, like, let go of the Midwest and come to Vegas.
Yeah, Justin, what do you think about all this?
I think she's amazing, and man, the competition's stiff over here.
Yeah.
It is.
Jesus Christ, that was a little... Your mind's that was kind of sexual. He said the
it was a roller coaster ride for sure.
That was close. That's riding the edge. That's okay. No, but it's all good. So so tell us, so Cleveland, Vegas, no dude, not married. Because whenever you see...
My birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I saw you posted you with a whole bunch of flowers.
Yes. I love flowers. But see, it's the soft side of me.
Whenever you see UFC girls and you see them on their Instagram, they're with their dudes. So 99% of you UFC fighting females usually have boyfriends or husbands that help them in the ring and help them. So why isn't that happen? Because I'm sure.
You know, I'm so fortunate that a guy has to be better than my brothers and my guy friends. Like you have to be that much better. So the competition for them is stiff because like you just have that ability to be a better person, like, in that way. I don't know. Fighting has always been my first love, you know? Yeah. And if you weren't supporting it, like, you can't keep up, you can't come.
Yeah.
So it's always been that way. And it's hard, right? Like, as a strong woman, like, coming from a strong, like, a bunch of strong men, like, it's got to be a strong guy that wants to, like, let me be the superstar.
Yeah.
It's hard for men to, like, see their girl be a little bit bigger than them.
Yeah.
You know? And I hate that. Because I'm such a lover. Like, I'm totally old school when it comes to, like, being a woman, right? Like, I should be folding your clothes. I should be making dinner. Like, I would take on all that. So it's like, it's challenging.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see with the West Coast brings. I've only been here a year. I haven't dated much. So we'll
see. What kind of guys do you like? I mean, because guys are watching this. They're like floundering right now.
We'll see.
What's your type of guy? Because you don't like to...
He's got to make me laugh. He's got to make me laugh. He's got to at least work out something. I mean, I'm not looking for like an... I'm not dating another fighter. I would never date another fighter.
Because you don't want to... What's it called? Piss
for you? I know that. They're crazy.
What's it called? Piss for you? What? Shit where you work?
Yeah, yeah. There's
What's
multiple
the word?
Ones.
Shit where you work? What
you
is
don't
it?
Wanna eat, what, you don't want to eat...
Oh, don't shit where you work.
Yeah.
Don't shit where you work.
Do you guys date other DJs or...
I don't. No, I...
You have to do it once to not want to do it again. Yeah.
I've never dated another DJ, so I'm not sure what the experience is like, but I haven't heard good things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because DJs know DJ's lifestyle, so you don't really...
And then are you married, Q, or single?
I have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend. What about DJ VTech?
I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend. What's his story?
He's an audio engineer for
That's awesome. Maybe he could sit in for Brad if Brad fucks up.
Whoa,
Brad! Not cool. Oh,
Brad had no idea. You're up for grabs too.
Me, not cool. Brad on vacation.
So what about? I noticed that we're definitely not social distancing.
We've already met now. So now once you meet the person, it's more than once, right? Like there's
Do you think this is a waste of time for me to all of a sudden put it on?
Well, yeah, I think so a little bit, but I mean, it's your choice. Choices are choices.
You notice people.
Have you even been tested for COVID? I feel vulnerable because I know I have as a
professional. I was tested a while ago.
When's a while? When was it?
Three days ago.
Interesting.
No, it's been a bit.
It's never.
No, I did get tested when it first came to fruition.
Did you think you had it?
No. Mm. No.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't think I...
You just wanted to be... Are you kind of hypochondriac? Or do you just think you have stuff and then you check for it?
Well, if we're going to get... if we're going to get political all of a sudden...
Help yourself.
No, I like it there. What are you doing? Jessica? No. No. I think that we all have it right now. Mm-hmm. I think every one of us has it, but I think that maybe where some people get affected and some people don't. That's what Fauci told me. I was talking to him the other day.
Yeah.
You know Fauci?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the guy, the expert. We're text buddies.
Yeah, oh yeah?
Yeah, we're text buddies.
Oh, honey, that's good for you.
So I might have, I don't feel sick. I don't, can you knock on wood here? Knock on wood?
Yeah, that works.
I don't feel sick. But you notice that people are wearing masks more than they are condoms.
It's interesting.
You know what I mean? Like more people are freaked out about this than putting it inside without a condom because safe sex, not from me, but from my friends, have been... It's kind of...
Well, you grew up in the era whenever it was big in the early 90s, right? The AIDS was, it was super big. And then all of a sudden, everybody said, screw AIDS. Like, let's go back to rocking nothing.
Yeah. No, it's I don't know. I think that my personal feeling about this whole thing, I think once Donald Trump does not get elected in November and Joe Biden shows up with Obama, then all of a sudden they go, oh, wait, here's the vaccine. Because I think they have it. Yeah, I think they have it. But I think they're just using it to pretty much get rid of Trump right now.
Interesting.
Because Trump's whole thing is the economy. And now the economy's shit and he can't say the economy's great. And I think the whole thing was planned. I don't want to get into a whole fucking situation. But I think the Chinese created the whole thing because he fucked over the Chinese on the trade deal shit.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? But I don't want people to send political messages to me. Why are you getting political?
You're getting in deep waters.
I don't want to get... Uh-huh. But I personally think that until...
So do you think masks
the election.
Work?
The what?
You like your mask? Do you think
it looks good. I got it in Hawaii.
I had a guy at the store the other day say to me, I actually got hit on. He goes, you have really nice eyes. And wow. I literally, I couldn't believe someone had actually pulled that because I had a mask on. Like, you're really going to compliment.
People look at eyes more now.
I know, it's crazy. But, that's just, there was.
It is
there was
sexy.
The first eye. Yeah.
There's something sexy about a woman like this. It's almost very Persian-y. It's like... You notice people, there's some people that are so nuts with their masks, they actually drive with their fucking mask by themselves.
Yeah.
Those people.
I've done it, out of not thinking. Though, have you not? Just you get in and you just don't even think about it and you just wear it?
Yeah. So when's your next fight?
We're gonna work through that. I'm working through probably not till the end of the year.
Yeah. So the next fight, you're gonna have to get a COVID test, right?
Yep.
So when you get that test, tell me what it is, and then I'll know.
Yeah. And on that, I already had one.
And on that, it's time for rant number two, dude. V, take it over. Louder, louder, louder. Hurry up, put that shit on. What are you doing? Help him out, Brad. Brad, we might have to cut this part. Louder, louder, louder.
Alright.
Here, dance, right here, dance. All right, cut the music, cut the music, cut the music. So we're here in the kitchen. I think, Jessica.
What?
How did you think that went?
I thought that was really fun.
Did you like it?
I think that you like talking to me.
So I think you're awesome.
I do.
You what?
I said I do. I can tell you like talking to me.
Yeah, it's you're fun. Cool.
And then but what it's about not my turn anymore. It's Justin. Justin, let's talk, my friend.
But no, it's everyone's turn all the time. DJs, how you guys feeling?
We're rocking it over here, having a good time.
You good?
Stop stealing the mic from me.
You're so cute.
I'm a showstopper. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I like Jessica's conversation as well.
Yeah, right? You were like super engaging. It was cool.
All right, give everyone a round of applause.
Here we go, team. Teamwork makes
so
the dream
Justin,
work.
Justin, tell people why you want to be my sidekick on Random Rants. Mm-hmm. And take this ride with me. Can you tell me?
I've been a comedian for 4 years now. And, you know, with COVID and everything else, there's not anything going on.
Oh, Jesus fucking thanks. So, he's got nothing fucking going on.
You're his last
either
choice.
Either this or fucking pick his asshole.
Oh, no,
your crumbs,
Pauly. No, but the thing is, this has opened up a new opportunity with this podcast because in comedy, you need mentors. And there's no one more...
Mentory.
No, well, there's nobody more experienced. I mean, you've been in the comedy game since you were like, what, four?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know anybody that's got his level of experience and the fact that he's still motivated about. Like in green rooms, I meet headliners all the time that have been in 20 years and they're just sitting around like, I hate my life. This guy's freaking killing it, man. He loves what he's doing, so he's still passionate about. And I want to share his passion. I want to be Paulie's go-to guy. Like when things need to get done, I want to be the guy that gets shit done for him. You know?
Have you ever tried salmon?
Of course.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Muscle
building. I fucking was in Seattle. I want to say what's up to my fishermen in Seattle. And I ordered some fresh salmon. They sent it to me overnight. Do you guys like salmon? You can have some after. Do you like salmon?
I like it more on sushi than cooked.
Well, taste this.
All right.
You're going to fucking love that shit. Holy shit, right?
It doesn't even taste like salmon. It tastes like ham.
Well, anyways, so Justin, one of the things...
That's ham.
No, it's salmon. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that Justin really enjoys is ranch dressing, which means you're definitely not you're not Jewish.
No, I'm not Jewish, but if there is...
Have you ever been this close to a Jew?
Well, of course, my best friend's Jewish.
Oh, really?
Shout out to Justin Goldman.
Justin Goldman, you're Jewish.
Yes, you're very Jewish.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Lean in.
Oh, dude, I freaking love ranch dressing. I actually have a page, about, I won't brag, but it's got like 13,000 people on it called Team Ranch. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I post everything about ranch dressing. We're kind of like, I don't know, kind of internet trolls. But there's another group that popped up called Team Blue Cheese that we've been fighting against for a long time. Mm. I've actually gotten to know the owner of Team Blue Cheese. She actually came out to Vegas and visited me, and I had a hidden camera in my pocket where I brought a bottle of ranch dressing
Whoa.
To her. And I said, hey, I got a present for you. Here's some ranch. Now say you love ranch. And just jokingly, she goes, I love ranch dressing. And fuck yeah, I got that shit on camera. Another epic win for Team Ranch.
Would you dip this in the ranch dressing?
I've dipped watermelon in ranch dressing.
So tell us,
it's freaking amazing.
Tell us about you being an internet troll.
Troll is kind of a weird
Why
term.
Why did you just put that down?
Because I can't swallow. I don't have water.
You
can,
well, here. We'll keep talking.
Yeah, okay.
Go, keep talking.
Internet troll, okay. I'm part of a couple large trolling groups, and we're not really mean internet trolls.
You troll Jessica Evil Eye.
Fuck no, I do not troll fighters.
She's got like almost 200,000 followers on Instagram.
I'm too thick-skinned.
Oh, now we're going to. No. We don't troll people. We troll ideas and communities. Like, I'm part of a group called, I probably shouldn't be talking about them right now, but fuck it. You know, I'm part of a group called Christians Against Dinosaurs for about 6 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we contend that dinosaurs have never existed. Paleontology is a big lie set forth by the museum industrial complex and big paleo.
Mm. So it's a Christian group?
Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan actually talked about us one time. Didn't believe we were legit.
So it's a Christian group that does what?
Does not believe that dinosaurs ever existed.
Okay. That's true?
Well, I mean.
You think dinosaurs?
True-ish, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But you're also a security guard too.
Well, I was in the security business from when I was 18. I'm 39 now. Started off bouncing at punk shows and then moved into alarm response, housing authority. Worked for the federal government for like 5 years in Homeland Security.
Wait. What did you do for the federal government?
You ever been over the Hoover Dam?
The what?
The Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Remember those guys in tan uniforms that would, remember those guys in tan uniforms that would search your car? That was me.
Oh, wow.
For like 5 years.
Yeah, you look like someone that would search people's cars.
Yeah, we did. Interesting story about that. One of the other officers there turned out to be a serial killer.
Oh, wow.
Neil Falls. Yeah, look him up.
Holy
yeah,
fuck. Here.
Yeah, I told people he was too, and nobody fucking believed me, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. And then what about being here in Las Vegas? I know it's a big, it's hot out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your whole take on living in Las Vegas?
Dude, I was...
What, you know, being on the lockdown and all that stuff.
I was born in Las Vegas.
Okay. You're from Primo. What's it called?
No, I was born in Vegas.
I thought you were born
But
in
I
Primo.
Was raised in Pahrump.
Pahrump.
Yeah, there was no hospitals out there, so my parents had to come out here to birth me, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drove back to Pahrump, and there's where I spent basically the rest of my life.
Right.
Yeah.
And you haven't been on any stages lately, right?
We got like two open mics a week that we're doing, and that, you know. Mm-hmm. Isn't really a lot of stage time compared to what I was getting before COVID. Like, I just recently worked my way out of the open mics and was actually, like, kind of a working comic, you know? I didn't have to work full-time anymore. Mm-hmm. And then that COVID hit and it just shut everything down.
Right.
So, you know, opportunities, and it's, you know, been sparse around here.
So are you married? You live alone? What's up?
I live alone. I don't have any pets. I'm not married. I don't have a girlfriend. I have literally nothing going on. So that means...
Oh, my God.
You call me at 3 in the morning and ask for groceries. I'm there.
Jeremy, you do that sometimes. So you do what's it called, Uber Eats?
I do Postmates right now. I've been doing that a little bit because I've been laid off from... I actually just got fired from my job. I was working at a youth healing center.
Oh my, this is Sarah.
And I got fired for any reason you think I did. I got fired for snitching out another employee for letting the kids use her cell phone. Kids that were suicidal and planning to run away.
Oh, wow.
And I was
so you were being
up.
A good guy.
Well, yeah, I'm very ethical, man. Like, that stuff pisses me off. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like these kids are there for a reason. And, you know, turns out she was related to a couple of the people that, you know, work there and whatnot, a little nepotism.
So you're not a serial killer, right?
Fuck no.
Okay. Because you did say you live alone and by yourself, right?
We all hope.
Q, what?
He does have that MO kind of going.
He does, right?
It's up and down. I still love you, bro.
What do you think about his look, Q? It's kind of like a little bit, you know what I mean?
He makes me want to barbecue.
What?
He makes me want to barbecue. I just want to cook
it
for
him.
Makes
him want to barbecue, you said?
Yeah, you kind of look like you'd be like a good chef, you know?
Yeah,
or
you'd be a
or
good
you
chef.
Have a Traeger at home.
Yeah.
I bet he likes Lynyrd Skynyrd. No. What's your favorite music?
Kid Rock.
My favorite music? I like a lot of music that's really performance. Like, GWAR is my favorite band in the world.
Oh, they're from Ohio. GWAR?
G-W-A-R.
Yeah. GWAR, like GWAR.
But music is music. My favorite band of all times would happen to be The Misfits.
Or is there anything else you want people to know about you before we go into rant number 3? Because I think we're finishing up here. I don't know what else to...
Yeah, I don't really know where else to go from here either. I mean, you know, there's so much more that I think I can give to this podcast, to this project
here,
that you've got going
water.
On. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Because my old sidekick was Bill. Did you see him?
Yeah, yeah, the older gentleman.
Yeah, see, yeah. He looked like a little Larry David. So you want to ask Bill, like, any questions while he's...
Bill, I can never fill your shoes. There's no freaking way in 100 years, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, basically, I want to come on here. I want to learn from Paulie. I want to become the best in the comedy business that I can. You know, like, if I wanted to be in the boxing business, I'd go after Mayweather. I want to be in the comedy business, I'm going after Paulie. That just is what it is.
Yeah, and, just because I moved here.
Well, you know, hey, if you would call me from L.A., I would have taken the trip, you know, if I can.
Anyways, on that note, thank you so much, Justin. Yeah. It was awesome. You guys set up for Justin. It's time for rant number three, dude. Give her the microphone.
Okay,
huh?
Yeah.
Out for a fight.
That's cool. I know. That's
I did.
It, right?
I felt it. I felt all the good juju.
You did?
That
you
was
like
good.
It?
Did you feel it? Did you feel like you had my back walking to the cage? Like we were walking to the cage. We were going to take on this battle. But really, it's a dance battle right now.
Get right up in the thing.
Right here?
Yeah,
you got a good
right
here?
Yeah, just step up all the way.
All
step
the way?
Up, yeah, all the way.
What if I fall?
Just straight so it's something else. Just look at the camera right there. Say hi. Give it a kiss. Give it a kiss. There you go. Tell them what's up with our friend. Look at our friend.
Oh, is that Roy?
Yeah, there's our friend.
Roy!
There's our friend. Show him our friend.
Roy Nelson, baby. Big country.
All right, cut the music. Cut the music. Whoa. So, Jessica, you felt going through that...
Yeah, it's crazy. It definitely felt like I was walking
You felt like
for
going
a
through a right?
Yeah, because usually they have the curtain, and that's what you do when you walk out. And usually I throw my hat.
Oh, wow. Can I hold the
so
belt?
Like this.
Can I hold the belt behind
ready?
Me?
Yeah,
okay,
ready?
Go.
So
boom.
Good.
Boom. Holy shit. That's cool. She's twerky, bros.
Yeah.
That's good. So this is good. So how do you think Justin did?
I thought he did really good.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
I thought he's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's hard to find Las Vegas, like, originals here. They're like us. We transplanted here.
Yeah. No, I really I enjoyed him. I enjoy you. I enjoy you guys. Thank you so much.
The great. DJs are actually killing it.
Yeah,
I think
DJs
the DJs are great.
That.
I mean, you can't take both. Can two people do
it? No, just one.
It's not
then
fair.
It's like, you know. So.
That's
so,
not fair. Men sometimes have more than one girlfriend.
Yes. Yes. So let's go back to, I want to go back to the one subject about being a female UFC fighter and being looked upon as someone that's tough as opposed to, because I know you said to me off camera that you are very sensitive.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell us about
it's
that.
It's crazy because, like, I took a different approach than what most women would do when they got into this sport. And, like, I showcased my athleticism more than anything, and I didn't showcase my sexuality, and I didn't do that. Like, I didn't do like what other girls did, and I think that's why people are so intrigued now that, like, I show off more of how much I am a beautiful person. Mm. And they forget, too, that, like, I'm a woman in this. Like, I love being a badass. I love fighting. But, like, I want my hand held. I want flowers for my birthday. Mm. And I want...
Who sent you those roses?
I got so many. I got...
On Instagram. Did
everywhere.
Roy send them to you?
I hope so. I hope they did. That's my people. I love birthday gifts.
So were there... Because you did... If you, what you tell us your Instagram...
It's at Jessica Evil Eye.
And because
all one word. All my social medias are all Jessica Evil Eye.
Yeah, so when you had a great picture of you and you're holding all these roses.
Yeah,
so who sent you?
Four dozen.
Jesus Christ.
Four dozen.
That's sick. So
I know,
you,
right?
Who
that's
sent you
crazy.
Those roses?
It's one of my really, really good friends from California.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
it's
so
my really it's nice. My it's my my hookup out there, my marijuana hookup.
Oh, sick. Yeah, that was gonna be my next subject.
Yeah.
The marijuana subject.
I'm a big advocate. And, you know, did you know, Paulie, I was the first female to ever test positive in the UFC for marijuana, and they hung me out to dry. Well, thank you. It's better. Well, times have changed now. You know, like we're in a state that it's legal, and one of the reasons I, you know, moved here and helped was I've got injuries, you know, from years of fighting and years of training, and I can use it medically and medicinally.
That's good.
It's good. It's extremely important. Yeah, so it's the only thing us UFC fighters can use, but there's still levels. But you got to think, the NBA, you know, like there's other sports that are removing it from their banned substance. It's the only thing us athletes have to use.
Yeah, because I noticed, because you've been over to my house a couple times, the first time we met with Roy, and I noticed when you walked in, you smell like weed.
I should smell like perfume and weed.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's more like, yeah, it's more weedy.
Okay.
But that, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's like, again, I get up in the morning, I train every day, and it's a part of my, it's a part of my training regimen. It helps with relaxation. Yeah. It helps with, like, again, recovering, and I could be doing a lot worse. I mean, a lot of big athletes turn to narcotics. I mean, you've seen other guests that you've seen that have done stunts that a lot of times they struggle with drug addiction. Mm. I would much rather struggle with trying to find a good man than struggle with some kind of addiction that I can't get over.
You want me to give you some Xanax I have in the other room?
No, I'm good. But if you got an edible, you keep telling me about these edibles, and I'd like to try one.
I got some good edibles from California. So Dana White is the main gentleman. He's kind of the Mark Cuban of the UFC. But the thing that I liked about him, what he did, is during this whole COVID time, he said, fuck it, I'm going to be the first to still fight and not have an audience.
Yeah, and I did that. I was one of those people that did that, and it's crazy.
Tell me about that. Tell them about that. It's like to actually fight, because usually, because I'm a stand-up comic.
It's crazy.
No, I'm a stand-up comic, so I go on stage, I gotta hear the fucking people.
Yeah.
I can't go on stage and have not hear people. So for you, you usually, what's the most people that you've ever fought in front of?
52,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, in Mexico City.
Wow. 52,000.
Mexico.
That's cool.
Mexico.
So 52,000 screaming people, cut to COVID time. Now what's the difference?
It's crazy because, like, you ever, like, when you're trying to, like, it'd be, imagine, like, being trying to tell plays to somebody else and everybody's listening. You could hear everything the coaches were saying. So, like, you could hear when her coach would say something, they could hear when my coach could say something. So it was different. You know, like, I feed off the crowd. I definitely loved it. I loved fighting without it. I guess I wish that they wouldn't have heard every single thing my coach was saying the entire time.
Right. So, but what about, like...
But it was awesome. The fact that, like, we could still make a paycheck, though. Like, we were still, us as athletes, like, we were able to make money, and that was huge, and we were able to entertain people while they're at home. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I wish you comedians would try that a little bit more. You know, like, you could get your chance to entertain
people. We are. We're doing
it
right here.
Right now.
This is it.
Hopefully. That's right.
Hopefully.
That's what we're doing.
So, but what about, you talk about the paycheck. The reality is people aren't paying to go see the fucking thing because there's no one there. So there's no money coming in on that aspect.
No.
So what about all that cash?
But you know what's crazy, though, is we've already been guaranteed. And I mean, come on. We're owned by WME and IMG, one of the biggest networks in the entertainment platforms out there. Like, so I think that's one of the things that they planned for, is they had enough money allocated that wasn't for gate money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's nice. And again, it entertained people. Like, us as people, like, we still need entertained. Mm-hmm. I watch fights every Saturday. Like, there was something at least to look forward to. So I'm proud to have given people something to look forward to.
I want
to
thank Dana for being the pioneer.
It was hard. It was challenging.
Can you tell?
Really hard for him to do that. Like, went to states, rented an island.
Yeah.
He rented an island for a whole month.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? That's in Bangladesh, right?
Yeah, he did it in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Rented an island to make sure that we could fight. And fighters are... You know, we're idle minds. We're like you. We're like comics. You need a crowd. We're idle minds. We need to train. And during social distancing, people didn't want to train. You couldn't grab. I mean, fighting is here.
Yeah, it is here. It's not
distancing. You know. And that challenged our sport, and we survived it, and we were actually one of the best out there.
Can you give LeBron James and the NBA and the baseball people, the people that are about to play baseball, because if you watch baseball, you see all these fake kind of like cutout people behind.
And they've been putting some cool things in.
Give them a little advice to play sports with no audiences.
If you truly love an art or a sport or love what you do, you don't need anybody else there to do it.
So tell LeBron James, he watches this.
LeBron, let's go. Just go out there and shoot the ball and enjoy it. You're getting paid, you're entertaining, and that's all that it matters, regardless if there's one person in the stands or 1,000.
All right, praise Jesus. We're going to go play that slow shit right here. Here we go. Slow music, the slow song, remember? There we go, here we go. Beauty, there you go. Come out there, straight. Justin, can you tell people why you think you should be my sidekick and take over for Bill D'Angelio on the show right here? A little lower.
I think I should be your sidekick because, dude, I will literally do anything that you want me to do. You need me to break somebody's kneecap. You need me to... I don't give a shit, man. I'm ready to throw it all in, man. I'm all in, ride or die for this project 110%, man. I'll eat all the ham or...
Salmon,
whatever.
Salmon.
DJ VTech.
Oh, music stop. We better start that up again. I should be the DJ for this show because, first of all... Especially if Jessica comes on here and starts just like being the baddest that she is, I can totally like vibe with her. I've got four brothers. I'm in a male-dominated industry. I ride a motorcycle. I've been a DJ. Any motorcycle riders out there?
But
you
really want to do this, or you just acting like you want to?
Hell no, dude. Of course I want to do this. Who wouldn't want to do this? It's fucking awesome.
Okay, cool.
Respect. Hey, 100% truthful. I want to do this shit.
Okay,
so pick me.
Here, tell us for real why you want to do this.
I think that I can bring...
Because it's once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, here, stand
I think I could commit to once a week showcasing how great you are, but also keeping you in line. I think that I have a place here.
Cool. Awesome. DJ Q, why do you want to be the DJ on Random Rants, Las Vegas?
Basically because I'm amazing and I want to be around amazing people with positive energy, and I'm here because of that.
That's cool.
Great
I think
answer.
You guys are all
Great
adorable.
Answer.
Thank you.
I really love you guys.
Fantastic.
Thank you for coming out. Please, one at a time, promote your social media to the camera where people can find you.
You can find me at all things DJ QUE, Instagram, everything, all platforms, DJ QUE.
You guys can find me at VTech the DJ, all platforms. Find me on Instagram, Twitch, whatever, at VTech the DJ. That's VTECH the DJ.
All right. You can find me on all social media platforms, Justin Joe Brown. That's J-O-E Brown. I got TikTok. I got Facebook, whatever. Team Ranch, look for that.
Brad?
Hey, you can find me at @MoveManBrad1. You can find me on Facebook, YouTube, all over the place.
Jess?
Jessica Evil Eye on all social networks or my website at Jessica Evil Eye.
So you guys, please at home, let me know if you think any of these beautiful people should be my sidekick on the new Random Rants Las Vegas. I really, truly thank you guys for coming and giving me your time. Brad, thank you so much. We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Bye.